Okay, we've been looking at some of the verbs that are given to the Lord in relationship to His wisdom. We've seen the Lord gives, He stores, and He shields. And this time we're going to look at guards. Proverbs 2:8 says, He guards the paths of justice. And this actually ties up directly to the previous, the end of the previous verse, because there's just a comma at the end where it says, He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice. So there's a direct tie for those two. And I guess they're kind of the same thing. He's a shield and he's guarding. But I guess, at least in my mind, I see him as slightly different, because, you know, a shield is, well, normally a shield's thought of as an actual object, you know, a shield that, you know, a Roman soldier was known to hold, a shield. And then I also talked last week about a shield as being a protective covering, and that's definitely what the Lord offers to us. But then I guess the way I look at this is like an additional guarding, where the Lord personally standing out front like a soldier guarding. And that reminded me of an article I wrote that I had published on a website, Third Option Men. It's called Sentinel Jesus. And that was based off of 1 Peter 2:25 that says, You are continually straying like sheep, but now you've returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. And then the case I made was that Jesus is like a soldier who's guarding our souls. And I just like that idea, and that seems to kind of tie back to this, guarding the paths of justice. Now, this talks about justice. Now, justice in its fullest sense can be scary, because it means you basically get what you deserve. And we know what we deserve if we're honest with ourselves. But the thing is with God, justice must be done. And in our case as believers, justice is done because the Son, Jesus, takes our sin upon Himself when He sacrificed Himself on the cross. And so justice was still served. Justice will always be served. But for the believer, justice was on the head of Christ. For the unbeliever, justice will be upon themselves. But when all is said and done, justice will be done. And justice will be served. And one thing that I can link the shield, we talked before about the shield, and here we're talking about guarding, that it links back to the shield of faith in Paul's armor. I mentioned that last week. And the verse says, the just will live by faith. So there's a tie between faith and justice. The just will live by faith. That there's a faith quality, that we put our faith in Christ as a sacrifice, and then we can kind of get out from underneath the scary part of that justice. So then in the normal terms of justice, we see justice done in God. You know, God giving justice, so we can live a life of justice, meaning what we say is what we do. We live a life of integrity, but at the same time, we are practicing mercy towards others, so we're not, like, heavy-handed with others. So we live justly, but we practice mercy, just like the Father practices mercy. He practices justice, but He demonstrates mercy toward His children. So He shows us mercy, but justice is done. And there's great wisdom in that.